specifically regarding the cadet corps. It is stated that no cadet may be required to be armed. The cadet corps is part of the defense force and is generally composed of younger individuals or students, often from schools, who are provided with training and discipline-related activities. Therefore, while a youth may be a part of the cadet corps within the defense force, they're not permitted to be armed. However, other sections of the defense force, like the regular force, have specific age and training requirements for the different rank and duties, but these are not typically assigned to youth. It is also mentioned that, yes, the Governor General may, in the event of public emergency and on the advice of the Prime Minister, direct by proclamation that the cadet corps or any other part thereof be called out for service in aid of civil and community matters, except that no cadet may be required to be armed. As it relates to the New Horizons Center and the dual populations, the physical setup of the facility has a special space for juvenile on remand or in conflict with the law. And then the rehabilitation center, the rehabilitation side where children in need of care and protection are housed, has sex disaggregated or sex assigned dormitories. So the sexes do not cohabit. They do program together and they are duly supervised by staff during those endeavors. The physical property is under renovation and there is plans for expanding its scope to allow for the juveniles in conflict with the law to have their own programming space, to also provide for temporary detention facilities where conflicts may arise with children and their need for short-term placements, as well as expanding to include halfway houses to facilitate independent living to support their release back to their communities. I will pause here if there are any other questions that the panel may have, but I hope that we've provided sufficient.
Well, thank you very much for your initial answers. I think that the Country Task Force members will have more questions.